This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
We are live at Edgar's Cantina at T-Mobile Park. It's Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710. And joining us now live on set, a member of this Mariners bullpen, Gabe Spire, is here with us. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You know what's cool is I'm looking at your player page here, and I'm looking at your birth date. It says 4/12/1995. What's the date today?
Today is April 12th. Today is my birthday, yes.
Happy birthday to Gabe Spire, everybody. How about that?
Happy birthday, my man. I appreciate it, yeah.
How are you celebrating besides hopefully beating the daylights out of the Cubs?
Just a normal day. We got my wife and my three-month-old son at home, so it's pretty mellow.
That was your gift you got yeah. 3 months ago?
Yeah, exactly. Just pretty mellow. We walked around yesterday on the off day. I did some shopping but with the baby, and yeah, that was about it.
Happy birthday. So how old are you now?
I'm 29 today.
29. Wow. Just like Bob.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year of the 20s, so I got to cherish it.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, so we were talking a little bit off air, but you guys just came back from, grueling or, the road trip, but you guys, you're on the road a lot. You kind of like going on the road.
Yeah, it's fun to visit other ballparks and not necessarily get out of Seattle. I love playing here. This is the best place to play, in my opinion, but it is. It's fun to go travel around and see all the ballparks and stuff like that.
As far as pitching here, and we're sitting here, it's a little chilly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of wind coming in. So do you change the way you pitch at all based on your environment? Like, the ball's not going to carry as well here as it may in, Arizona or someplace like that. But do you change based on your environment?
No, I don't think, the approach is the same. The routine beforehand might change. Like, I might put some red hot on. It's like icy hot, kind of just to warm up the arm and stuff. But as far as attacking hitters, isn't really dependent on the weather for me. Yeah.
You guys have been really good the last couple of years, especially. What do you think's the – tell us about, the coaching. I mean, obviously, they're going and getting talent like yourself. But also, just the way that they coach. We hear from a lot of the bullpen throwers that, they tell you very simple things, like whatever works. What have you noticed about the coaching?
Yeah, I know. You're exactly right. They keep it simple. You can't really overthink out there. It's hard to be perfect. You got to just trust your stuff and kind of attack hitters, in a bigger zone, like not trying to hit the corner, just trying to throw it for a strike. And that's what the message that they relay to us is, hey, we have you, we trust you, we love your stuff, just go out and pound the zone. That's really the main message. And not only does it work, but it gives you a bunch of confidence. If when they're telling you, all you have to do is just go out there and throw strikes, it's like, oh, wow, that's it. And it just kind of gives you a good confidence boost.
Now, it feels like every offseason we talk to guys, whether they're starters or relief pitchers, and in the offseason, hey, what'd you work on in the offseason? Everybody's working on a new pitch. Seems mm-hmm. like everybody shows up with a new pitch. I was working on a split finger or whatever. What about you?
So this offseason, I've always had my sinker, my four-seam, and my slider. This offseason, I was working on a cutter and a split change. The cutter was kind of blending with my slider, so I'm not throwing that currently. But the split change, I've brought it out. Maybe I've only thrown it once or twice so far this season, but that's a pitch that I've been working on and I think will be useful against right-handed hitters.
Does that come from the coaching staff, the pitching coach? Does Woodward yeah. say, hey, man, I'd like to see you work on this, or is that just you
yeah,
on your own?
Yeah, we had a conversation early in the offseason. He said, why don't you just try to throw these two pitches? And we'll see where it's at in spring. And if they're both really good, then awesome. And if neither of them are good, then it's okay. We'll just go with your normal repertoire. But so the cutter was kind of eliminated, and the split change is part of the repertoire now, though.
And when it hits, like yes, that's is it like a sudden moment, or is it like something over time that you kind of like, okay, that's it?
Yeah, no, I think it takes time. I'm so confident in my current, my sinker, slider, four seam. It takes time to just build confidence, and because you don't know how the hitters are going to react when you first throw it to them. And, in spring I got some bad swings on it, which is good for me. And I think it's just kind of really getting convicted with that pitch. So I'm still kind of working through that, you know, being confident in it. But yeah, it's been good so far.
How much does the role, if at all, change for you with the absence of Brash and Santos? Do they say, all right, hey, you are now going to be our seventh inning, eighth inning guy. You're going to be our bridge guy to the high leverage situations, or is it kind of the same?
I think it's kind of the same. It's weird. Our bullpen doesn't really have roles. You know, I'm not a seventh inning guy, eighth inning guy. I think I will throw the seventh or eighth inning if there's a few lefties in there. And if there's a few righties in there, it might be Stanek or Thornton or both or someone else. So I think I don't really have a role per se. But if that kind of lefty pocket, they, we have pockets is what they call them. Like, we like you against these three guys, and we like this guy against those three guys. So if my pocket is coming up in the sixth inning, I'll throw the sixth. And if it's coming up in the eighth inning, I'll throw the eighth. So, yeah, I don't know if that would change if those guys were here. Obviously, Brash and Santos are amazing pitchers, and they are high leverage. They'll be throwing the eighth inning all the time. And but if there's a few lefties in there, I think that it would be my inning. As, yeah, so...
Is there a pitch that one of your teammates had? I would say other than Brash's slider.
Yeah.
Is there a pitch that you wish you had in your repertoire?
Gosh, there's so many to choose from. Our bullpen has a lot of good pitchers, and they throw a lot of nasty pitches. That's a really good question. Other than the Matt Brash slider, Stanek splitter is something else. I don't know how he throws it. His hands are a lot bigger than mine. That's probably why his is... so nasty, but I would have to go with that one, I think.
Yeah.
As far as being one of the only two lefties on this team, I mean, do you look at that as a disadvantage? That, I mean, there's not a lefty in the starting rotation. There's only two in the bullpen. It's a little different than a lot of other clubs.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would change is, like, if we had a left-handed starter, that they would maybe, the opposing team might take out some left-handed hitters. So with the rotation being all righties, I think teams are going to put their left-handed bats in there, so which means more opportunity for me to come in later in the game against those lefties. So I think it's kind of a good thing. I mean, it's not that it's a bad thing, but, like, yeah, I think it gives me more opportunity, yeah. I'd say.
I feel like the bullpen pitchers are, like, the most mentally disciplined, because you're sitting all night, and sometimes you think you're going to go, then you're not. And yeah. How do you get through that? And I imagine that's where most of the funny guys are, right?
Yeah, we know. There's a lot of good conversations down there. Having Taylor Saucedo down there, he's kind of the bubbly personality out there, and he has all those conversations, and he's really fun to be around. But as far as, yeah, being a bullpen guy, it's, you know, you got to be ready every night. There's very few days where they tell you you're not pitching today. And so, yeah, it takes a toll, but I love it. I love hearing the phone ring and it's my name and having that adrenaline kind of hit you. And it's a great feeling. And, yeah, so I love it. You kind of got to learn to love it. And but, yes, I have definitely done that.
What is your take on all the injuries? Everybody's pointing to the pitch clock, even though the numbers say this was happening before the pitch clock started. But the average fastball is creeping up. Guys are throwing really hard these days. Is it just about guys putting max effort into every single pitch? Or what do you think is leading to what people believe is a sudden influx, even though, again, the numbers tell a little different story?
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of things. If the pitch clock has an influence on it, I think it would be a very small influence. I think it's mostly, like you were saying, just everyone's throwing as hard as they can, and we got a ball coming. Heads up.
Oh! Ooh. Who got hit? She got hit in the
head? She got hit in the head, yeah.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she got hit pretty good there.
Wow.
It's a bummer.
Let's get some ice over there or something.
Yeah.
Poor girl. Our girls.
Goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, geez.
Anyway, I forgot what the heck I asked you.
Well,
the injuries.
Yeah, I think it's mostly just guys throwing max effort. And then not only throwing their fastballs max effort, but spinning the ball as hard as they can. That's probably the main influence. And then there might be some smaller influences like the pitch clock and whatnot. But I think the main thing is just guys throwing as hard as they can.
Do you do a lot of, like, preventative work, you know, to I mean, Logan Gilbert, we heard a big story about him, how he went back and was working on a certain part of his body. Do you spend a lot of time?
Yeah, I think, you know, getting with our trainers, we have a great staff in the training room that help with, you know, if you're sore here, they'll kind of I like getting needles thrown in my my shoulder. Mostly is what gets sore, and
acupuncture.
Yeah, and that helps a lot for me. And there's a combination of things, contrasting hot tub, cold tub. There's soft tissue needles. There's blood flow restrict. There's all these modalities and whatnot, and they all seem to help. I think, you know, guys are throwing a lot harder, but there's also this technology that helps guys recover a little bit faster as well.
How'd you feel at the end of last season physically? Because you'd thrown more innings than you ever had in your career.
Yeah.
So did you feel it at the end? Like, oh, man, it's a little
dead? Actually,
deader.
It's funny. I kind of felt better as the season went on. My velo kind of climbed as the season went on. I started kind of feeling better as the season went on. But, yeah, I'd say when I got home and stopped throwing, I was kind of like, oh, you know, my arm's pretty sore. But during the season, I felt really good.
Do you take a little bit of time off after every season? And
I took a little bit more time off this off season than I have in the past, just because, like you mentioned, it was kind of my biggest workload. Generally about a month of no throwing. But I take about 2 weeks off of like working out and lifting. So yeah.
Well, you had to take time off for baby, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this first one?
First, yes. First
so what, kid. What's sleep like? Or is that hard to come by?
My wife has been awesome. She's, you know, carrying the most of it. She lets me sleep in the other room if, you know, I have a good chance of pitching the next day. She's been awesome. She's been all hands on deck and kind of let me. You know, I help obviously here and there, but she's been awesome. She lets me kind of get my sleep in and all that.
You said your son, right?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name's Casey.
Casey.
Yeah.
You a good diaper changer?
It's gotten better.
Yeah.
First couple, not so good. I consider myself a professional at this point, though.
Can you tell if he's lefty yet?
He does favor. I mean, he's so young. He's 3 months old, so it's really hard to tell. But he's been sucking on his hands, and he favors his left hand. I don't know if that means anything, but we'll see.
He's going to be a pitcher.
Yeah.
You're recruiting him early, aren't you?
Yeah. Listen, I don't get him. Wouldn't that be fun, though, if he wanted to follow in Dad's footsteps?
Yeah, that would be fun. I mean, I would be there to support him either way, though. But, yes, that would be a lot of fun.
Well, and that probably helps you as far as, at least I noticed, that the perspective, you know, you have a bad game. Come home, kids, you know, wife, things like that. That kind of helps a little bit, right?
Yeah, no, I think it definitely does. Having a bad one is tough because as a reliever, you don't throw. I mean, you throw generally one inning at a time, and there's only so many outings. So when you have the bad one, it hurts. There's no doubt. Coming home to family definitely helps.
Well, Gabe, good to talk to you in person. I know we've had you on the phone a couple of times, but good to talk to you in person, and more importantly, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Gabe Spire of your Seattle Mariners, everybody, the birthday boy, and hopefully we're seeing some good things. So best of luck, man.
Happy birthday.
There you go. As they get set to take on the Cubs. Cubs in town for 3 games, followed by the Reds in town for 3 games. So, really good to talk to him on his birthday. Nice of him to come out here and celebrate with us on his birthday. And we'll see if he gets some action in this series.
Yeah. Oh, it's always good to talk to those guys. I mean, they're a good group of guys, and you know that they're going to be funny, right? I mean, you sit back there and, you know.
They have time to craft their humor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I mean, what else are you going to do back there? But, again, I do think it really takes a lot of mental discipline for, I mean, I wonder if there are some guys that were like, just, I couldn't take it. I got too antsy here. I couldn't, you know, focus or concentrate or, you know, just stand some of the boredom. But they're pretty used to that, so.
Are we ready to get into the mean text? Oh, we got to do the roof report. That's right. Well, it is most definitely open, despite it being it's a little chilly out, Dave, with the wind blowing as it is. But the sky is clear. Not more than a couple clouds out there. So the roof will be open here at T-Mobile Park. And the Mariners roof report, where the heck is it there? Where is it?
State Roofing.
State Roofing. I don't see it on there.
Down missing a little
bit. State Roofing. Here. Oh, there it is. State Roofing. Brought to you by State Roofing. And I missed the other one. Our Mariner Spotlight with Gabe Spire is presented by Muckleshoot Casino and by Pacific Lamp and Supply.
Boy, you're giving the mean texters lots of reasons to text in.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Did you do that on purpose?
No. I just didn't even see it there. Didn't even see it. If that's going to get them to text in instead of you guys calling them dumb and high and unemployed, then so be it. But let's get to the mean text.
Well,
Some came in based on Dave's counting ability, as you might expect. So,
what are you talking about, the phone
number?
You
know, when you're trying to rattle off the phone number. So 253 says, today we learned that Dave can apparently only count to 8 or 9. Can't do 10 digits.
It's like when you did it slow, you just left off the last four numbers.
866-979-3776.
You left off 3776.
No, I think I said 8776. Yeah. Is what I did.
One time there was a long pause, and then, yeah, you said the wrong.
I like how Mike says, Dave, I can't count. It had nothing to do with counting. Just remembering the number.
I didn't say that. That's what this text said.
Yeah.
206. Did you guys get that that baseball? I tried to send it flying into your broadcast. The one that hit Matt.
Well, man,
I know, and then we got another one.
I got hit in the shoulder, and then our girl got hit.
It is,
It's been dangerous out here today.
Yeah. 360 says, if you guys think your commute's rotten, think about the rest of us. We're stuck in traffic having to listen to your show.
We got a captive audience.
This guy, 206, says, how dumb do you have to be to bleep up telling us the roof is open? He just didn't know
I didn't have the sponsor. Yeah. Roof, very obviously going to be open. Nice.
Bob's kind of like, he's kind of like Ron Burgundy.
That's right.
You know, you gotta put it right in front of him.
It's got to be right there, and I'll read it no matter what it says. Right. We've learned that in the past.
Jen and Beaverton has one for you, Dave. I bet Jared Goff could get the station phone number right.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Did Jared check in? He usually checks in.
I don't see Jared Goff.
Well, until Jared Goff checks in, 360 has a very mean one. Hey, Dave, your lawn looks like bleep.
Oh, those are fighting
words.
That's
below the belt.
Going too far.
That's crossing a line.
It's not even funny.
It's crossing a line, babe.
It's not even funny.
425. Dave lost his job at Merrill Lynch after he used his client's money to buy some magic beans.
What else we got here? Somebody was asking for an update for our girl who got hit in the head with the...
It's a bad luck table. Now they're dumping beer everywhere. Look at this.
Yeah,
she used the sweatshirt to clean it up. There you go.
They did come and take her away. She got an ice pack on it and everything. And so I think she went to get checked out. But man, that thing.
Yeah, that was a perfect breath.
I looked up after I just saw the hand on the head holding. I didn't see the ball come in. Gabe goes, I think we got a ball coming in.
Yeah, Gabe had the expert eyes.
He's got
there.
That eye.
He picked it up like right as it came off the bat, I think.
I'll tell you what, it's live in the mood. Can give some of these hats away afterwards. So, hey, if you want a hat, it's a giveaway tomorrow, but we'll give them to you now. So stay tuned for that in about, 5 minutes or so. 253. So, Wyman, you were talking about that edge rusher that benched a lot. I don't know. He had a ton of bench.
31 reps.
Yeah, yeah. So 253 says, how many times did Wyman fall off the bench press?
Never fallen off a bench press.
It is
that has not happened.
Inanimate object that hasn't bested you yet.
Do you ever see or hear about guys that are, you know, they're lifting alone?
Yeah.
And you get stuck. And you just got to kind of roll. Yeah, and you ever seen that?
I've been in the gym and I've heard, help, and then seen a guy who's pinned under the bar and is somebody comes over and helps him out.
Yeah, I've seen people do the kind of lean thing, so if some goes off the one side and then it goes off the other side.
Unless you got the collars on them, then...
Yeah, you got to have
then
callers.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
425 says, if the Mariners did a Bob Stelton bobblehead giveaway, would it even be a bobblehead?
They just put a jelly bean on top of there.
It would be life size. So? It would be considered life size. Maybe a ball should hit Dave in the head to sharpen him up a bit. Yeah, that would work. Wouldn't that be something if... I get hit by a ball, and then all of a sudden,
just a
get
wizard.
The phone number right. I remember everybody's name.
You could
name.
Do radio math all of a sudden.
You could do radio math.
Wow. they're making a sequel to Beautiful Mind based on Dave's newfound intelligence.
Yeah.
Be beautiful.
Let's see.
Head injuries are scary and cause long-term brain damage. Just look at Wyman trying to get through a reed.
Jeez. This is what you get for calling him high and unemployed, Dave.
There we go. I'm happy.
Really making it personal.
Very happy.
509's going stepbrother style. Mike Lefko has a voice that makes me want to punch him. Not you, just your voice. It's not you, just your face.
It's your face.
Just your face.
I didn't hear a word you said because your face is bugging the bleep out of me right now.
Mean text about this song, 425. Man, this REM song is terrible, like your show. Boom, roasted.
Boom. Boom. I like that they wrote boom.
Yeah.
Got us.
Michael Scott style. 425. Is Dave really as confused as he sounds most of the time?
I'll answer that question. Yes. Yes, I am.
That one was pretty good.
That was good. Another 425. A lot of 425 today. When are the Mariners going to have Wyman and Bob listener night? I'm sure you could almost fill up the first floor bathroom.
It'd just be Dave and I standing there waiting for Lefko to come in, I guess.
And then not flush.
Oh, yeah.
This is really the 360, though, kind of got it with your yard looks like bleep. That's
sticking with you.
That's good.
That's the one really sticking good. With you.
I'm going to be laying awake at night, probably rocking myself to sleep, crying.
It doesn't look bad. Does it look bad?
Yeah, all of a sudden get really paranoid. Shannon, look at it. You see it. Does it look bad?
That effort.
Here's a very specific one about Ryan Roland Smith. 360 says, hyphen beeps his horn in traffic while on the radio like a bogan who microwaves last night's fast food for breakfast and puts a napkin in his button-up shirt collar like a bib.
Jeez. Ryan catching strays
got
out
a
here.
Stray there,
that was
yeah.
funny as hell, by the way.
That was. I like that somebody pointed it out. He's honking at a guy who's on his phone while he's on the phone right. doing an interview with you guys.
Exactly. 253, having a functioning brain should preclude me from listening to this show.
Yeah.
Like John Schneider's thing.
Yes.
All right, is that all of them? Our guy no, Adam Ray give, must be on the road.
I had to give the hand signal.
Well, we're waiting for the 30, though.
Dave's looking forward to the other hand signal. So.
Yeah, he's looking forward to the 30.
360, Dave laughs like someone who just found their belly button.
That sounds like Adam Ray.
That's kind of
a weird one.
It's a weird one.
Kind of weird.
And then one from earlier in the week. Tough day, guys. You had to work a full show. I'm so sorry. Drink plenty of water. Hydrate up. That was from Wednesday, their first full show of the week.
Yeah, you don't want to cramp up. That's right. You got to hydrate. See,
yes, Mike, I see it. It's 30 seconds, ladies.
We're bringing some great joy to give you that signal there. All right. Oh. That does it for us. Want to thank our guests today, Heidi Watney, John Morosi, Gabe Spire, all joining us on the program, as well as who else did we have?
Dom Canzo.
Dom Canzo
as well, yeah.
That's right. So if you missed any of that, head to the podcast page. We'll talk to you on Monday with Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710.